Chapter 40 Great Sound, Bermuda. Priya was back on the top deck of the Lucid Dream, sitting at her computer console. She remained in the dive suit, in case she decided to go out again, but had wrapped herself up in a luxurious robe of Egyptian cotton. Initiating the tracking program, she waited as the progress indicator crossed the screen from right to left. When it reached 100%, a map of the world appeared, complete with a blinking dot in the middle of the Atlantic. At first, Bermuda remained invisible, but as she zoomed in, the island appeared, and then the fishhook curve, and finally the islands dotting the Great Sound, including Baker's Rock. The blinking dot was clearly visible in the water next to one of the small islands, flashing on and off, exactly where it should be. Quite pleased with her work, Priya poured herself a glass of champagne. Just try and hide from us now. As she sat back, a chime sounded from inside the upper deck salon. Priya recognized it as the alarm indicator. She pulled up an interface on her computer that showed a schematic of the yacht. The aft doors had been forced open. It couldn't be Kurt or Joe. They would have radioed in, and she would have heard the rumbling Pavati as they drew near. A motion alarm on the lower deck sounded next. Onboard cameras showed a figure in the main passageway, and another coming up the midship's stairwell. Priya shut the laptop, put it on her legs, and turned her wheelchair. With two quick thrusts of her arms, she propelled herself forward and into the salon, heading for the elevator. She didn't make it. A man rushed up the forward stairs and grabbed her chair, stopping it in its tracks, just as the elevator doors opened. He loomed over her, broad-shouldered, with a bushy beard. "Where do you think you're going, little lady?" He was leaning forward, his hands on the arms of the wheelchair. That put him in a vulnerable position. Priya made the most of it, grabbing the laptop and smashing him across the face with it. He fell back in shock, and Priya did a quick 180, heading for the aft part of the yacht. The man she'd struck rushed after her, grabbing her chair from behind just as she made it to the aft stairwell. Priya threw herself off the chair and down the stairs, crashing onto the landing and rolling. She crawled down the next flight, this time rolling on her shoulder and tumbling like a gymnast. She was on the middle deck now. She heard the broad-shouldered, bearded man curse and throw her chair aside before lumbering down the stairs. Her only hope was to get to the water. She pushed open the first door she came to and crawled into one of the cabins. Across the room was a balcony. Beyond that was the water. She crawled to the door, slid it open, and crawled through. She was 2 feet from the rail when the man rushed, grabbed her by the ankles, and pulled her back. Her chin hit the floor and she lost her grip on the laptop. "You squirm like a salamander," he said. "Do you really think you're going to get away?" Escape was too much to hope for now. All she wanted to do was toss the laptop overboard so they couldn't hack into it. As the broad-shouldered, bearded man stood over her, two other men arrived. "The other cabins are empty," one of them said. "There's no one else aboard." "What happened to you?" the second man said, looking at the blood on the bearded man's lips. "Never you mind," he snapped. "Check the engine room, check the galley, check every space on this boat. They wouldn't leave a cripple here alone." Priya seethed at the word cripple. "You'll never find them. This yacht has a hidden panic room. By now they're calling the Coast Guard or the harbor police. You and your friends are all going to prison." The burly man stood over her, laughing. "Give me that computer." He reached for it, but Priya had one last trick up her sleeve. Reaching under the arm of the robe, she tapped the screen on the forearm of the dive suit, pressing the swim mode button to full strength. Her body flipped awkwardly as the artificial muscles in the suit squeezed. One leg went down, but the other flew upward, right into his crotch. The man dropped the computer and doubled over in excruciating pain. Priya rolled onto her stomach, grabbed the laptop, and pulled herself toward the balcony once more. To her surprise, the strange swimming motion of the legs helped her move more quickly. She reached the railing, pulled herself up, and was about to throw herself and the computer overboard when a hand grabbed her by the hair and yanked her back so forcefully that chunks of hair were ripped from her scalp. She landed against the bulkhead. A pale hand with long, thin fingers reached forward and grabbed her arm. The power to the suit was shut off, and Priya's legs stopped flailing. She looked up to see Tessa Franco standing over her. What were you doing under my aircraft? Priya suddenly felt foolish. She'd brought this on herself. She should have stayed put as Kurt and Joe had directed her to. She tried to play it off. Hatcher wanted me to take pictures of the plane. He said no one knew how it got off the water so easily. You're using high-pressure air for cavitation. You're a very good liar, Tessa said. Where are Hatcher and that weird friend of his? Like I told the mountain man over there, she said, you won't find them until the police get here. Tessa didn't hesitate. She slapped Priya across the face once and then added a backhand slap for good measure. Priya's face burned, but she said nothing more. Just then, one of the other men returned. There's space for a powerboat on the lower deck, but the boat is gone. As Tessa turned away, Priya took a chance. She threw her arm forward, punching the laptop. It skittered across the balcony, slid under the railing, and dropped into the sea. Tessa looked down at Priya. There must have been something on that computer she wanted to hide. Look around, she said to her men. Grab any other computers, phones, or radios you can find. Anything that might be useful to us. Priya wondered again if she'd done more harm than good. And pick her up, Tessa said to the broad-shouldered bearded man. She's coming with us.